Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Angelique Lawrence with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Now, you can always follow us on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to past episodes and also leave your comments and questions. You can also press number one if you listen to us live to go live and ask your questions during the show. Now, listen, I need you to go grab your pen and your paper and your Bible as we're going to get ready to get into the Word of God. And while you're doing it, I want to continue to remind you that this is the season of giving. Amen. We know a lot of the world tries to box up when we should give or when our hearts should be open. But now, what God said, when we see our brothers and sisters in a place where they are in need, we as Christians, we as saints of God need to start giving. And so give to your local food banks. If you know to be able to give to homeless shelters, go out and volunteer if you can, you know, with your mask on, for areas that you can help others or you can encourage others in the Lord. This is the season where God needs to show up in our lives. People need to see the love of God show up in us. So at this time, you've probably gotten your pen and your paper and your Bible, and let us start off with a prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness on today, Lord God. This truly is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you because your word is living and active and is sharper than a double-edged sword. To the penetrant, even dividing the soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and judging the attitudes and the intents of the heart. We thank you that we ask you to come in, Holy Ghost, and just have your way, Holy Spirit. You stretch out in us right now in the name of Jesus. We know it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us divine order, divine direction, divine, hallelujah, education on our lives and the things we should do, Lord God, through the word of God. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We truly bless you because you're worthy. We honor, magnify, and adore you because you're just so worthy. You're just so worthy, Lord God. And I thank and praise you in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. God bless you all. I thank you all for joining us on today, this edition of Truth Finders. As usual, we want to give a brief synopsis of what happened last time we got together. So last time we talked about being caught up, getting caught up in the world system, understanding that this place is not your home. This is not the final journey for you. So don't get caught up in anything that's going on in this world, but you need to look to the hills which cometh your help, knowing that your help is always coming from the Lord. And we talked about how subtle the world can be to kind of sift you out as we try to pull you back into it. But us as saints of God, we're not ignorant to the devices of Satan, and God is showing us that, look, we can be in this world but not of this world. We can work through these things, but we can't get caught up in it because our final destination is eternal Christ with Christ Jesus. Amen. Eternal life, I'm sorry, with Christ Jesus. So if you need to hear that teaching in entirety, go back to blogtalkradio.com, look up Truth Finders, and the episode is caught up. But on today, we are going to talk about joy. Yes, saints, we're talking about joy. Hallelujah. And one thing that God told me, and I was in the shower and I heard the Holy Ghost say this. He said to me, the saints of God are trying to look for a place where they're inspired and goosebumps. But God said, I'm trying to teach my people. I'm trying to feed you. He told me, and I was standing there, and I was like, I so get it, Lord. He said, I'm trying to feed my people. I'm trying to teach them that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm trying to teach them so they can be able to hold on to some things without having to have someone else pump them up or inspire them. But I need that thing to come from the inside. And the first thing the Holy Ghost said to me is joy. One thing we have to understand, that joy comes from the inside out. No one can give us joy. Joy is different from happiness. Happiness, it's like luck. It comes and goes. When you look up the word, the root for happiness, it's luck. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Well, but the thing with joy is always with you. So let's go to John. John chapter 15, and we're going to look at verse 11. And it says this, this thing I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. And so when we look at Jesus Christ, and I wanted to state in the New Testament so you can see that this is Jesus talking. God, Holy Spirit, and the Father said, I came, you know, we talked about earlier about what Jesus came to do. But one thing that Jesus tried to tell us is this. He said, look, I came to give you joy and that it may remain in you, that your joy might be full. Let's move down to John 16 and 22. And it says this, John chapter 16, verse 22, and get over there, and you can write that down and go back and read it later. But it says, and ye know therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. And so now Jesus is dealing with us saying, look, this is a place that I need you to be in, that the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. This thing is only found in me. And when we look at Apostle Paul, when he talked about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, when he talked about the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is the actual characteristics that God is trying to develop in us like Christ had. And so one of the fruit is joy. And so he's telling us, Jesus said, look, this joy, this characteristic that I'm building, this fruit I'm building in you, it doesn't come from the outside in. It has to come from the out. Hallelujah. It has to come from the inside out. You have to have joy about the things that I've done for you in your life. You have to have joy, hallelujah, that I actually thought enough of you to get on the cross and die for your sins when you didn't deserve it. The joy, the gladness that comes up in your heart that says, look, I understand what the blood of Jesus did for me. I understand before Jesus came and died on the cross that I have no opportunity of going to heaven. I had no opportunity to live in an eternal life. All my roads were going back to hell because of what Adam did. But now I have the opportunity, hallelujah, to get into his presence. I have the opportunity to go be with my maker at the end of this journal. And I have the opportunity to be blessed while I'm here waiting on him to come back and get me. So Jesus intended to have joy that he had that the world couldn't comprehend. Joy, hallelujah. The world can't comprehend joy. They don't understand it. They don't understand when storms are raging and things are going on, that why you still have joy, why you're still holding on in hope. And that's one thing Jesus wants us to have. Joy is one of the most underdeveloped fruit in the body of Christ. The reason that people don't want to become Christians, the reason why people are not following after us, because we're just as sad as they are. We're walking around, God gonna do it, and we dragging. But God say, no, you got to have joy. This is something that they can't get. This is something that they have to, they need to see that in you. They need to see how excited they, hallelujah, you are, that you are in, hallelujah, the body of Christ. You have to be in a place, hallelujah, that for God I live and for God I die, but they need to see the joy in your face. I know for me, hallelujah, before I got saved, so I seen a woman of God, I think CeCe Winant, and she had, her face was just glowing. And she had so much joy. And in my heart and mind, I had been through so much in my life. I looked at her and said, you know what? I want what she had. And so God is saying, let's get to that place. Let's get to that place where you just have so much joy that it's bubbling up in you because your hope of glory is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Matthew. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew, chapter 25. The book of Matthew, chapter 25, and we're going to look at verse 21, and it says this. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you rulers over much. Enter thou into the joy of thy salvation. And so Jesus is giving the parable about being ready, or your stewardship of getting into heaven. He said, look, well done. You did good. You ran your race. You finished your course. Enter into the joy. You've been faithful over little. I'm going to make you ruler over much. Those are the promises of God. Those are things that Jesus came, hallelujah, to give us and promise us. So he said, look, the world ain't going to do. They're not going to reward you for doing good because it's evil. It's never going to be, hallelujah, give you what you need. It's not going to outpour into you. But for me, hallelujah, I'm a just and living God. I'm the almighty God. I sit on the throne, hallelujah. I sit high and I look low, and I'm in touch with the feelings and affirmities of my people. And that alone is a praise, hallelujah. And so you've been faithful. When the world was shunning you, when things were going on in your way, you were still believing God, hallelujah. He said, you've been faithful over the little things, the word of God, the little things I've given you, the little testimonies I've given you. He said, you've been faithful over those things. So why not enter into the joy of the joy. Now I need you to the joy of the Lord. Now your joy is in the Lord. Because when you have hope in the Lord and he make you not ashamed, you'll never be ashamed when you hope in the Lord. Let's go over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 51. And I thank God for you all being here with us. I hope you are getting these scriptures, and I want you to go back, fellow truth finders, and read these scriptures. Understand, when we talked about the weapons of our warfare a couple of episodes ago, we talked about how praise drives the adversary out. We talked about how praise is a weapon that God gave us to defeat the adversary, because when we praise God, God inhabits in the midst of the praises of his people, and praise drives out the adversary. But you can't praise God if you don't have joy down on the inside for the things he's already done for you. Not always anticipating. Now, I'm not going to say anticipating. You can anticipate what God's not doing, but not always going into a place where you're always seeking more, always looking for more. I'll be happy when. I'll have joy when. But, guys, I need you to have joy now. For all the things I've gotten, hallelujah, all the things I've given you. I know in my household, me and my husband was thanking God. We was like, it's a pandemic going on. People are dying every day. But it has to come now our dwelling. So our joy is full. Not only that, people have lost their jobs, but we both continue to work. So we just thank God. That's a joy that comes from the inside out that says, look, I praise God for what he's already doing. So Isaiah 51 chapter 51, verse 2 says this. Write this down, saints. Isaiah 51, verse 2. It says, look unto Abraham and to your father and to Sarah. Now, that's not the right scripture. I know I went back in there. But the scripture says, "But I will lead you out with peace." You know what he said? He said, it's Isaiah 55 and 12. Let me get down there for you. I'm sorry, saints, I had written it wrong. It says, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man? For thou shalt die, and of the son of man which shall be made of grass. I don't know if I'm looking at the wrong scripture, but anyway, the scripture, Isaiah 51 and 2 says, what's going to happen for you is, you're going to be able to rejoice in the Lord always, but it's also saying, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Amen. And that's Isaiah 55 and 12. So write that down if you haven't wrote that. It's Isaiah 55 and 12, not 51 and 2. Amen. And so how do I get to back to that place I first believed? A lot of us, when we first got saved, we was excited. We had joy. That was genuine joy that came from the Holy Spirit, and we were trying to save everybody we came in contact. But now that we've been saved for a couple of years, our light has started to dim. We have started to draw back. We are just going through the motions. We're just showing up for church. We're just doing the duty. We're just doing the tradition. But I need to get back to that place, like when I first believed. Let's look at Psalms 51 and 51, 2 and 3. Let's get over there, saints. Psalms, the 51st division of Psalms. This is probably why I made a mistake and wrote 51 for Isaiah. 51, the 51st division of Psalms. And we're going to go to verse 12. And it says this, Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. You have to start to pray, Lord, return to me the joy of my salvation, like when I first believed. That's the place God needs us to be, and we need to stay in that place. People need to see how much joy God has given us from the inside, how his provisions, like Psalms 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with thee, bless his holy name, who heal all my sickness, forgive me all my iniquities, all these benefits. We have to pray that, saints. We've all been in that place where we've been saved for a couple of years, and we start to see ourselves just kind of, our life starts to dim. We believe God, but not so much. We don't tell people about the goodness of God like we used to. We're not as happy, amen. And like I don't like to use the word happy because it's, hallelujah, it's temporal, but joy. We don't have that joy anymore, that excitement, that zeal for the Lord anymore. But the first thing we need to do, we need to say, Lord, return unto me the joy of my salvation. Return unto me the way I was when I first believed, when I was so excited about the things of God, when I loved you so much I couldn't stop telling people about you. Everywhere I went, my family, my friends, all those things. And I know how it can happen, saints. I know how you can just start to, you know, you start to get a discouraged. But God say, build it back up. Ask me. Say, return to me the joy of my salvation. And God and the Holy Spirit will start to show you ways to get back to that place where you're reading your Bible every day, that you're praising God every day, that you're sharing the love of God with people on a daily basis, that you're seeing God moving your life, that you're becoming effective in the things of God. Pray that thing. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You know, we're all flesh, and all flesh is grass, and we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's no condemnation in that. But God is saying to us on today, get back to that place. The excuse, old things have passed away, behold, all things are becoming new. Be joyful again. Praise God for the little and the big things. Be grateful for everything he's done for you. Write it down. Shout at the hallelujah. Shout at the hallelujah. Shout at the voice of triumph to your people. You know, it's the small things, hallelujah, that'll give you joy, that are moving to the big things. Hallelujah. We already know that if you're faithful of a little, we just read that. God said, if you be faithful of the little things I've given you, the little word I've given you, the little things I've done to you in your life, the job, the home, all this, the little stuff I've done in your life, much more, that you'll walk into the joy. Be glad in those things. Be glad in them. Let's look at James. James, hallelujah, chapter 1. James chapter 1. I want you guys to be free. I want you all to be able to walk through and move mountains and just praise God in every area of your life. But some things you just have to understand. A lot of times we don't understand what God is doing in our life. But let's look at James. James chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 2 and 3. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, and it says this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And he says later that patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wanting meaning lacking, entirely nothing. And so God is saying to us, don't get upset. Count it all joy when you fall into temptation. Count it all joy when calamity comes into your life. Count it all joy when those sicknesses that's not unto death come on you. You count it all joy. The word going to look at you, why are you happy? He said, no, count it all joy. Because God is doing this for a purpose, because he loves us. He told us in Jeremiah 29, I'm going to get you to an expected end. And so we understand, and our hope is in God. And so God said, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, things that's coming against us, different things that's coming at us. He said, count it all joy. Don't get upset. Know this, that's the trying of your faith. God is trying to work patience and faith in you, and faith to make it not a shame. And what happened, he's going to, you're not going to lack anything. You have to understand only faith moves God, but you have to have it to move it. Hallelujah. You have to have the faith to move God in your life. And what God is doing, he said, I have to work some things out of you. You got to have patience. You got to understand that every time something happens to you in this world, that you don't start murmuring and complaining. I know Job, hallelujah, was a good example for us. He said, no matter what happened to him, he said, nevertheless, hallelujah, He had a nevertheless spirit. He said, for God I live and for God I die. He said, though you slay me, yet I'm still trusting you. I know this is working for the good. I know things are working out for my good pleasure. Amen. I told you all this testimony before that I had cancer before and I was miserable and everything was all messed up. But I got breast cancer recently back in March. And what I did this time, because I understood the word of God, I had started to read the word of God more and started really getting in depth of who he was. I started praising God. And people were looking at me like he was crazy. And I started praising God and said, this too is just a testimony. This too, God is going to just get me through this. The other people may see this thing wasn't unto death. And my God is still in control. Like it was a Daniel in the lion's den experience where I could tell people, I was in a place where most people get upset and think they're going to die, but not me because my God is going to do it. I know this thing ain't to death. God ain't through with me yet. He already told me that he had more for me. He already told me that things were going to come in my life. So I know this thing is not unto death. So I'm going to have joy understanding this is a trying of my faith. I'm going to have joy understanding that when I get through this thing, hallelujah, and I've been faithful over a few things. I was faithful to God even in that turmoil. I know when I come out on the other side of this thing that God is going to bless. Not only he's going to heal me, but he's going to bless me, and he's going to cause it to be a testimony to others that they may get through. And that's what joy does, and that's what God wants us to have. Don't get upset when you start going through things. Trials and tribulation only there to make you stronger. Let's look at Philippians. So I want to give you all of these scriptures, fellow truth finders, so you can go back and read it for yourself. And this is just a one that we always read. Amen. Philippians 4:4 says this, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God is saying to us, count it all joy. Praise God in every situation and circumstances. Nehemiah told us in 8:10, the joy of the Lord was his strength. You want strength? You're getting tired? You're getting weary and well-doing? Start having praise in God. Let the joy of the Lord rise up in you. Let God arise and make the enemy be scattered as you have your joy, your confidence, and trust in God. And that's the place God is trying to get us to as saints of God so the world can see that our God is mighty. Our God, hallelujah, is awesome, and that he's doing great things for us. Let's just go over to Romans. Romans chapter 15 and 13. Romans 15 and 13. I hope you're getting these, amen. 15 and 13 says this, guys. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's a mouthful. Apostle Paul is saying a lot that he said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing. Your trust is in God. I believe God. My hope is I'm excited because I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can hope and think according to the Holy Spirit that's working down on the inside. I know God's going to do it. I have joy. I have peace because I believe God. And as I abound in that, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost can work. As I abound in that, hallelujah, God is you can charge the angels, hallelujah, to go forth, and they're going to make things right because hope make it not a shame. And so, hallelujah, Apostle Paul said, enter into that. Go into that joy. Go into that peace. Believe God. No worry, no doubt, no unbelief. Hallelujah. Like Jesus told us, all right, why are you worried about things? Why are you so concerned about things? We all get to that place. But he said, look, I need you to understand, as long as you trust in me, as long as you depend on me, as long as you abide in me, your joy can be full because I've got this. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. I've already overcome. You're already a conqueror. You've already been seen through this thing. And hallelujah. And when he sees you through this thing, it's an abundant life that comes after that. God builds on those things. He builds on those trials and tribulations. Then at his hallelujah. The test for you is this. Are you going to remain joyful or are you going to buckle down and curse your God? Just like the devil, hallelujah, told God, Job, if you take away your hand, if you take away the things that you have in his life, he going to surely curse you. He said, now you ain't considered my servant Job. He going to stand through it all. No matter if you touch his body, the things he has, what's going on around him, he's still going to praise his God. He's still going to have joy from down on the inside. That thing is going to be in him no matter what, because he trusts in me wholeheartedly. Not for what I've done for him, not for the material things, not for the things that he glory in, but simply because his name was written. This is before his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We simply have joy because no matter what's going on, whether I don't have a house, a job, a car, don't have any money in the bank, my joy is this. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that at the end of this thing, hallelujah, that I'll be able to be with my maker. I'll be able, hallelujah, to go into eternal life and live forever. That's a joy that I have. My joy, the world can't give me that. The world can't give me eternal life. A house can't give me eternal life. A job can't give me eternal life. Even my marriage can't give me eternal life. But I know my Savior who sits on the throne, the one who died on the cross and sitting on the right hand of the Father, he can do it. As long, he told me, as long as I believe him, as long as I believe that he died on the third day, he rose and he did it for me, my hallelujah, that's a drop the mic moment. I'm done. I trust him. He's already done it. All these things I see, hallelujah, they're not real because I know it's already taken care of. Saints, let's go over to John chapter 17. This is our last scripture for today, amen. John chapter 17 and 13. And listen to this, truth finder. It says, now come to thee, and these things I speak in thy world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And so now Jesus says, the joy that I have, you need to fulfill that in yourself. You have to work out that thing. You have to know when things are looking good. You have to pull that joy from the inside. Hallelujah. That joy comes from who you are in Christ Jesus, who Christ made you to be, the things that he came to you for. That, hallelujah, that is what the joy of the Lord is. That's the joy that Nehemiah was talking about. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. No matter what they're saying or coming against me or what they're doing to me, I already know that my God is going to show up. My God is going to show out. My God is going to do this thing for his glory and for my sake. And so, saints, God is saying, and I know a lot of you thought this is going to be a shout joy, but no, God said, look, the joy of the Lord is inside of you. It resides in you. It comes from you and your relationship with Christ Jesus. It comes in as a, I want to say it comes in as a example to others that God is true in your life. It comes in as a place to say, look, I serve a living and God that's over everything, that all power belongs to my God. That's who I serve. And so we look at the joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm able to thank God. I'm able to praise him no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what situation or circumstance I'm getting into. I'm praising God. I got peace and joy. I'm going forth because I know God is going to deliver me out of it all. And so that's the joy that God wants us to pull up from the inside. He needs to pull it out through the word of God. He needs to pull it out through the Holy Spirit that resides in you. People can't give you joy. No one can give you goosebumps and inspire you like the word of God and your relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all on today. I thank you all for joining us here on Truth Finders. And I hope that you all got these scriptures. If you have any comments or questions, you can always go back and listen to it again, or just reach out to me at Angelique Lawrence, A-N-G-E-L-I-C Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C, at yahoo.com. Or you can go to the Facebook page that I created just for you all to go, inspiration, and the teachings are on there. And it's Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries on Facebook. Look it up. I put some inspirational stuff out there that people have given me, or the word of God that we're teaching here. So God bless you on today. And listen, truth finders, I want you to remember it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.